This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories of the week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We're both suffering allergies, and we're going to try and get through this with minimal coughing. And first of all, let's talk about parking. You told me that when Riverside installed parking meters, it was a huge controversy. Now the city of Riverside is going to boost what people pay for parking at the meters downtown, and the city of Redlands is considering parking meters. And you had to tell me that Redlands does not have any parking meters.
No, Redlands doesn't. Redlands is going to have a parking shortage. Right now, people park at the downtown mall. The mall belongs to a development company. They want to redevelop the mall, which is largely vacant. But the city always owned the parking lots around it. And the city has now sold that parking lot to the developer so they can use that during their construction and, of course, for their customers once they redo the mall. Downtown Riverside, you're right, Ken, that was controversial when they installed the meters some years back. Now, on July 1st, those parking rates are going to go up from $1.50 an hour to $2 an hour. And the monthly permits are going to rise from $40 a month to $50 a month. The city garages downtown, the first 90 minutes are still going to be free. But during the really busy hours on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., a flat $5 fee is going to be charged.
All right. So that's Riverside. Let's go back to Redlands here. Yes, if the city of Redlands decides to put parking meters, at least on maybe a limited number of streets, that's going to cause a huge controversy. My question is, especially to the people of Redlands, considering how difficult it is already to get through what was built to be a little town and is now turning into a city, what's the alternative? What's the alternative to doing what cities have to do when parking becomes a premium?
Well, it's tough, Ken, because on State Street in downtown Redlands, there are a lot of little shops, and above those shops, there are offices. So the people who work in the stores and work in the offices have to have some place to park. The parking on State Street is limited to 2 hours. And so people who need parking all day have just gotten used to being able to park at the mall and walk up State Street to their offices or stores. In order to leave those street parking spaces open for customers.
Final question about this is, does Redlands have any garages? Is that something maybe they should consider?
Well, Redlands has a small city hall parking garage. It's only 2 stories. Parking garages are very expensive to build. So Redlands is doing a comprehensive parking review now to figure out whether they can afford to build a new parking garage, whether they want to put in diagonal parking on some more of the streets that's already diagonal on State Street, make some more streets one way so they can have diagonal parking, or again, put in meters on some of the busier commercial streets. And that kind of self-enforces that 2-hour limit. People are going to have to move their cars.
Okay. Next, public health officials are trying to figure out why 47 people fell ill at an Inland Conference Center over the weekend.
Yeah, this happened at the Oakland Christian Conference Center in the mountains above Yucaipa. The camp was shut down and evacuated by public health officials after these folks got ill. The symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, really sound like food poisoning, and that seems to be what they're looking at for the time being. But on the other hand, the conference center, the kitchen and the food prep areas did get A grades from health inspectors not too long ago. So it seems it's going to take some time to figure out what happened. They're interviewing the people who got ill, but it's probably going to take some time to determine what really happened there.
Yeah. Okay. Next, community leaders are calling on an Alvord Unified School District trustee to resign over offensive Facebook posts.
Yeah. His name is Joseph Berrigan. He's a young man, only 21 years old. He ran unopposed for an open seat on the school board. And by the way, this district straddles South Riverside and North Corona. Mm. And some folks found some published comments on his Facebook page. They consider them racist and insulting to immigrants and African Americans and Muslims. One called for building a wall like Israel has to keep out Muslims. That's a quote. And another said, implied that the country was better off under slavery. So you can understand these were very offensive. Now, Berrigan has denied posting the comments. He said his Facebook page was hacked. And in fact, the police are investigating whether that's what happened. Now, he's not the first elected school board member to come under fire for controversial social media posts. There was a Riverside Community College District trustee named Nathan Miller who lost his reelection bid last November after he posted on the Riverside County Republican Party Twitter account a picture of a hangman in a bloody apron saying that he was ready for Hillary Clinton. He also lost his job with the Republican Party over that. And last month, the Moreno Valley School Board trustee, Evan Morgan, came under fire for posts that really were considered racially insensitive, sexist, and offensive to the disabled. He blamed them on being young at the time, and he has refused to step down. But, you know, kind of the lesson here, Ken, is watch what you post on the social media, because those things stay there and they can come back to bite you.
Yeah, and especially if you're an elected official, there's always an election coming.
Absolutely.
Finally, we don't do crime stories around here very often, but Cassie, you say this is a fascinating case. The leader of an inland bank robbery crew was sentenced to 20 years in a string of thefts that stole millions of dollars.
Well, you know, Ken, when I started reading about this, this burglary ring's MO reminds me of Ocean's 11. They targeted bank vaults. I mean, they went big time. They staked out these. They found rooftops that were vulnerable. They targeted with their break-ins using a sonar device to figure out precisely where to cut to get into the bank vaults. Huh. And police said the method was perfected over 20 years of burglaries.
And some of them were successful?
You know, Ken, based on how much restitution this guy is ordered to repay, it sounds like they got about $12 million in a string of robberies all over Southern California.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.